Today, we are dedicating the shiur for the success of all of our friends that wants to come to Uman and haven't bought their tickets yet. Their success, we are dedicating our shiur. So, like we said, Torah Lamed Zayin 37, still in part Gimel, third part. And Rabbeinu is explaining here that by fasting you break the desire to the four foundations of your body and canceling your physicality, your connection, your that feeling of being needed like a slave, that you have to have a master. A man that got lost in desires is just a slave of all of his craziness, of all of his desires. An aspect of physicality, stupidity, choshech, darkness, shichecha, forgetting Hashem, behema, an animal. A man's become to be an aspect of an animal if his body controls his decisions. So he's like an animal. ונתגבר ונתעלה בחינת השכל. But when the man is fighting to break his body, to break his connection to lust and desires, and like we said, those are not things that you achieve by force. The force, you need to put it on your will. There you need to put force. There you need to put power. To want Hashem. To want the truth. People that have desire, strong desire to the truth, there is nothing that is holding them back. Because the truth is beyond everything. The word emet is written aleph, mem, and taf. It's rosh toch sof. It's the beginning, the middle, and the end. It contains everything. If you're just going to connect yourself to the truth in every place that you stand, you're going to cover all of that situation. You're going to have it all. You're going to understand everything. So you just need to have a strong desire for the truth. And then you're going to ask yourself, what am I doing in front of that plate? Why am I in bed now, in the middle of the morning? Why? And then you're going to think about it. Because your desire for the truth is going to illuminate for you openings to go out from your darkness. The emet is going to illuminate for you. So can work on that. This is a man that can work on that. Even that you're a man of truth, even though that you want the truth, you like the truth, you prefer the truth, but the truth is something that when you understand it, you're not allowed to move from it. You become to be like Pinchas. Oh, there is a lie here. I cannot stand it. This is it. I remember once I told you, I think, that I asked the Rav on a certain person that he's a very big liar. Mamash, a very, very big liar. And I asked the Rav, I told him, Rav, why I cannot stand him? I cannot stand his life. And Rav was quiet. And then I told him, Rav, you stand him. It's hard for me to say that because that I'm a man of truth, I cannot stand him. If you stand him, you for sure, your truth is stronger than mine. So how can you stand him? So he told me, I'm not standing him. Just the issue is that I have something else that you have less. That I'm very merciful. I'm trying to find ways with him how to help him. I'm not finishing the story with him like you, rather to finish, to close it. So I told him, so maybe I hate all of the connection with him because that I'm also a liar. Maybe I hate myself. Maybe I have a problem with myself. So he told me, there is a verse. Dvar sheker is not tzaddik. The one that hates the lie is the righteous. Liars, they like to be together. They enjoy from each other. Thieves, you're going to see them together. They enjoy. They're sitting in groups. They're laughing. They're making jokes and clowns. And they like it. This is their satisfaction. So the fact that you hate the lie, it's because you have a point of truth. Because you are a man of truth. But even though that we have truth inside of ourselves, also for us it's easy to plaster things. not to put all of our heart on why am I suffering, why I have my difficulties. You heard it once that it's written that any surim belo avon, there is no suffering without a sin. So now you're suffering, and it's comfortable for you not to do the deep tshuva that requires. You rather to plaster it, to dye it, to cover it. It's my wife, it's my neighbors, it's my age, it's my past, this is what it Hashem wants, whatever. A lot of excuses, no problem to blame Hashem. Hashem wants me to be so weak and that I won't wake up in the morning. Hashem also wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Need to find the golden path. You cannot say no, only this is what that Hashem wants. Hashem also going to want to punish you in hell after 120. No problems. The truth is something that a man needs to investigate. And it's hard. Needs for that a strong will. So if you don't have that will, you need to work on that will. On that we need to put powers. To want the truth. And if you see that you don't want the truth, you should want to want the truth. And to fight on that, with yourself, alone, in the field, to investigate, to close your eyes, to say, Ribono Shel Olam, I am the worst liar of them all, and I know it. And I know it, and it's very easy for me to deny it and to forget it. Now, thank you that you've shown that to me. Thank you. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me pray on that, please. Father, it's very hard for me. I already want to pray on all of the rest of the things. I want to forget that point. I want to move on to the next stage. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, help me. I'm a liar, Ribono Shel Olam. Let me understand that. Let me stand on that point. Give me that point of truth that I'm going to feel the pain from my lies, that I'm not going to like it anymore, that it's not going to be an easy solution for me. Ribono Shel Olam, please. I don't like to be rebuked, but I'm asking you, against my will, please, rebuke me. Please. And if you're going to move fast to the next point, so you lost that point. This is what it means, root canal. Tipul shoresh, to go to the depths of your problems. And not to deny, and not to move on. No, I'm a breastlever, I'm always in the fields, I'm talking to Hashem. And you see that you're not moving. Soon you're going to go to Uman. You're going to see an amazing sight in Uman. Wonderful. But you're also going to see thousands on thousands of people that are not progressing in their Avodat Hashem. And if they do a little bit, it's not like we can. V'amech kulam tzadikim. All of Am Yisrael can become to be righteous. Real righteous. Not a name, a nickname. Righteous people, and this is it. Real righteous, real holy people. Everyone have that potential. Where is it going? Between the cracks, between the lies, between the lusts and the desires, and another Suda of Mitzvah, and in the eve of Rosh Hashanah, to waste the time in conversations and talking and going to the market to buy things for the holiday and needs to buy a knife because it's a Sgula for Parnassah. Sgula for Parnassah, to guard your eyes. You're going to go to the market to buy a knife? Sgula for Parnassah, to guard your eyes. Close the door of the tzion on yourself. Rabbeinu said, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Wender said on Rabbeinu HaKadosh Tzion, that if someone is insist over there on something, he's going to be answered. What you have to do outside of the place of the tzion of Rabbeinu? Question mark, the answer, nothing. Nothing. Inside it's heaven, outside, literally, hell. Hell. In the moment that you took one step out of the tzion of Rabbeinu, you're in hell. Rabbeinu said that Uman, it's the edge of the Kedusha, of the holiness of Eretz Israel. Over there is the Kedusha of Eretz Israel and the end of it. And it's the tzion and outside of the tzion. If you close your eyes and your heart and your soul is connected to Rabbeinu, you can take Rabbeinu with you wherever you're going to go to. No problems. But we need to hold our mind close to Hashem. Always to think about Hashem. Never to forget Hashem. Never. Never. A man cannot succeed if Hashem is not with him. You cannot succeed. You're going to have all of the talents, all of the abilities, all of the money, all of the options. You're not going to succeed if Hashem is not with you. The only success is the success of the soul. And when the soul is divided from her roots, how can you succeed? You're separated, you're divided, you don't breathe. The soul is not breathing spiritually. It's not being nurtured, cannot receive more sparks and more soul and to renew itself again and again and again. Rabbeinu is the river that's purified from all stains. What it means? It means that you have to dip inside of it. You have to dip inside of the Torah of Rabbeinu. You have to dip with him in the Itbodeduyot. Where to? Into the root of your soul. Means you need to enter inside yourself. How are you going to reach the roots of your soul that is Rabbeinu HaKadosh if you're going to penetrate inside? You need to make investigations. You need to open passes. You need to enter. You need to break walls of years of denials and lies and hiding from yourself and making up things for yourself and plastering everything and hiding and covering all lies from childhood. Things that we grew up based on those nonsense, on lies. Flattering people and respecting people and all of that lie. There are no people in the world at all. Actually, they're not exist. What are you doing? You're a comedian, you're an actor, you're in a show. What are you doing? You're disconnected to the truth. Emet, there is one. This is the truth. When you come to the field, first of all, you have to understand, I'm a liar. I'm a liar. You are truth. I'm not exist. Like Rav Shalom said yesterday in the Shi'ur, even if you pray on your needs, it's lack of faith. All of that prayer reveals your lack of faith. That you've shown to Hashem Yitbarach that you don't believe that He is in charge of everything and that He knows. Now, how you say, Tofeach al Hashechem, tapping my own back to tell you on what that we spoke, if you remember before, on my confidence in Hashem. That I feel that confidence is a lot higher than faith even. Because when you have confidence, you don't need to pray. Hashem is here. And this is it. And I'm not worried anymore. This is it. And based on what? On the fact that I saw. I used my memory. I used my wisdom. I'm connecting things. I saw. Hashem was with me. If He was with me, why did He gonna leave me? Why did He gonna left me? Why? He will not. So He's gonna be there with me always. This is it. You don't need to pray on that point anymore. This is it. You don't need to pray. On what you're gonna pray? Rav Shalom said, I never prayed on a house more than 30 minutes. And people are doing six and another six. And one guy came to me 2 days ago in the yeshiva. Asked me. Tell me, I'm sorry, I didn't want to disturb you. Shulam Aleichem. Are you the one that it's written on him in Forest Fields that you bought a house during 6 hours and Hashem answered your prayer? Told him, yes, it's me. Told me, so can you give me a chizuk? Because I meet so many times, 6 hours. And I don't see no salvation, not even in the distance, in the view, nothing close. Don't have the money, nope, not even close. So I told him, what can I say? I cannot help you. Told me why. Told him because if you read Forest Fields, you're gonna read only half of the story, and you lack of the rest. So he told me why. I told him because Arab wrote Forest Fields. And when Rav is writing Forest Field, so he's writing my part in Forest Field, in that story. But he didn't write his part in the story. It's true that I made 6 hours, but Rav got me the house. When Rav prayed on me, and when Rav saw that it came at a certain time, that I was in a certain way worthy somehow, enough mercy to have mercy on me. So Rav brought up my prayers, and they've been answered. But that part is not written. So this is why I cannot help you. Because your 6 hours are very good. It's very nice. But you have to be connected to a Rav. And with that, I cannot help you. Because it depends in you. It depends in how much faith you have in a Rav. How much love you have to a Rav. How much you believe in a Rav. That is your connection with him. And if he's in charge on lifting your prayers and he's not doing it, how can I help you? You need to find a way to approach to Arab. Told me, I'm talking to him all of the time, almost every day I'm going. Told him, this is why I told you, I cannot help you. And why? Because when a man is coming like a poor person to Arab, Arab cannot help him. If you come to wine to Arab, if you come to wine to Hashem, Hashem cannot help you. He's got all of the powers and he cannot help you. Hashem cannot help you. Hashem is not able to help you, even though that he's got all of the powers, if you're whining. Why? Because if he's going to help you now that you're whining, actually he's going to ruin it for you. He's going to take your free choice. He's going to cancel all of your opportunity to progress and to grow in Avodat Hashem, to be a real righteous man, a real warrior, that is fighting for Hashem, that is going and doing things by himself. If he always wants to lean on the righteous people and to say, oh, I cannot succeed without Harav, even that is wrong. Harav, he's the one that can save me. Harav will not gonna save you. You need to decide that you follow and obeying the advice of Harav and you keeping them and you doing them on your own. And when you have questions, you need to go and clarify them. You have to be strong. No one going to exempt you from your process of tshuva. No one. And if a righteous man going to do that, this is a damned righteous man. If he's going to give you money, and going to bring you your shidduch, and going to buy you a house, and going to do everything for you, without your effort, without that you're going to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what have he done? He made himself to be a fence that blocks you from Hashem. Because in the moment that he's going to disappear after 120 years, you're going to be lost. So what have you done? He ruined your life. Instead of building you. To build you, it means to give you powers to serve Hashem, Yitbarach, yourself, on your own. When you don't know what to do, when your wife is screaming at you and you don't have an answer, you need to know to answer. Even if you're going to be wrong, you need to know how to answer. Even if your answer is going to be wrong, you have to answer. You have to take that risk. When Am Yisrael are coming to Moshe Rabbeinu and they're asking him the hardest questions of them all, he needs to know how to answer. You need to know, as a leader of your house, to know how to answer. You have questions. The Yetzirah is breaking your head, crushing your heart and ruin your soul and fighting with you and let you feel so despair. You have to know how to answer. If you're going to come every time to whine to Arab, Arab, I don't know, my Yetzer, Arab cannot help you. Arab going to tell you, I'm sorry, really, it's such a hard situation. I also don't know what to do with. Arab cannot help you. Arab cannot help you in that place. No rabbi, no righteous man can help you if you are not deciding that you want to get closer to Hashem. What do you want them to do? What do you want them to do? That they're going to do Shalom Bayit with your wife, that they're going to raise your children, that they're going to learn Torah for you. So they're going to be rewarded in all of that in the end. And not you. You're not going to achieve, you're not going to develop, you're not going to achieve nothing by getting closer to them. To getting close to the righteous people, it means to know, to learn how to get close to Hashem. And Hashem is, how do I say, Esh Ochela, fire that...
All consuming fire.
This is Hashem. How are you going to get closer to that? Only if you see the righteous people and you learn from them how they're doing it. How they're humiliating themselves and how they never answer back. And how they are righteous, and how they listen, and how they care, and how much they're generous. From that you can see. I saw Harav so many times. To certain people, he gives huge amounts of money. Other people that are coming, he's going to argue with them on one shekel. He will stand like an iron wall, on a shekel he's going to fight. How can it be? I saw Rabbi Yoshua Cohen coming to Uman a few years ago, with his luggage, coming down from the bus. The goyim over there are taking the suitcases to the top of the hill. They're taking money, $5, $7. Today it's seven and more. But then it was $1, $2 for every heavy luggage, suitcase. And Rabbi Yoshua Cohen was arguing with that guy on $1. They had a disagreement. He had few suitcases and he's arguing with him on $1. And I was talking from the side. What's going on, Rav? And I didn't say a word. I asked the Rav. I asked the Rav Shalom after it on that. I didn't ask him nothing. For me, it was weird. $1? I will give you this dollar. Take the suitcases. What's the problem? I was thinking wrong. I didn't understand the Rav Yeshua. After it, I came to Rav Shalom. I asked him. I told him, Rav, how can it be that he cares about $1? It's Rav Yeshua Cohen. He told me, righteous people, Mamonam chaviv aleim kegufam. The Gemara is saying that their money is important to them. They like it like they like their own body. Like you will not going to give a finger to a non-Jew. You will not going to give a dollar to a non-Jew. Why? I asked him why. He said because they know that they receive the money in Kedusha from Hashem. And their money is holy. And it's full with holy sparks that are souls of Am Yisrael inside of the money. It's souls. It's spirit. And if you hand it to that guy, it's lost. And you gave a spark. And that spark is holy and important to them. Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, was very makpid if a student lost his money. He was makpid on him. That he wasn't hiding it well, that he wasn't putting it in a pocket inside of his sleeves of his shirt. I hope he doesn't see that my sleeves are always open. Both. No. Ah, a butterfly, yes. All of the money is flying. A white butterfly. So, need to know that righteous people have such wonderful wisdom that the fact that we cannot see it and don't understand it, it's not, it doesn't mean that it's not existing. And we have to cancel ourselves as much as we can to the real righteous people, but to know that all of their advice and all of their wisdom is just to push us to serve Hashem, not to serve the righteous people. If you are separating between Harav to Hashem, you made a crime. You need to know that Harav is the voice of Hashem. So you serve Hashem when you listen to Harav, not following Harav, 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 Harav. You cannot obey without canceling yourself to Hashem. Of course you have to listen to everything He's going to tell you, but only based on that you know that He is telling you what that Hashem wants. In the moment that you lost Hashem in your connection with Harav, you lost everything. And you even damaged Harav very badly. Very badly, because you will not going to reach the things that Harav wants you to reach, that to achieve. Harav told me, when you are weak, plural, he said, when you are weak, I need to put a lot of powers in prayers on you. And when you're strong, I'm free to do what that I need to do. So I need you to be strong. I need you all to be strong. So, who gonna strengthen us? Our own decisions. Me, myself, in the field, when I'm gonna be alone. Me, myself, when I'm gonna have my arguments with my wife, with my life. Then I'm gonna strengthen myself to say, so what? A few weeks ago, I had a situation, maybe I told you that, yesterday reminded me again in that situation. My kids are playing all of the time, Baruch Hashem, and making a mess all of the time with the toys, all over the place. And you help all day long, and you do this and that, and you come to the evening, and then you need to work for another 2 hours to fix the house. What you gonna do? It's hard. It's very hard, because already in the evening, you want now to be a little bit free to your own issues, to learn a little bit, to do it what they do, something to... Even to eat something, to sit, to be quiet a little, to daven Maariv, something that normal people are doing. You want to join. Also, you want to have part with Am Yisrael. And you cannot do it. So what's going on? I found myself a few weeks ago, mamash, falling to anger because of this. I said to myself, what's going on?
you give and you give and you give and you give, and in the end you have to give more and you're not fulfilling your obligation at all, and it's frustrating. And then I thought to myself, so you don't want it, or you do? If you do, so fix. If you don't, so go. You decide. You want to help your children to fix, to bring back the toys to their boxes, or you don't? If you don't, walk away. If you want, you want your children, you want them to play, you want this house, you want, so sacrifice. No, I'm going to help you. You need to decide yourself. You want it or you don't want it. And if you do, so do it with joy. And if it's not making you happy, so think why and find a solution. Or that you're going to help them to learn how to fix it by themselves. Or that you're going to pray on it. You're going to do tshuva. Whatever, find your path. But think, not to react out of anger, out of frustration. This is that investigation of truth. Look for the truth. Why you're angry? If you're angry, you are wrong. If you're sad, you are wrong. If you're frustrated, you are wrong. You're far from the truth. You're lying to yourself somehow. Yetzirah fooled you. Somehow. He made something that now you are wrong. If you're angry, means that you have a problem with Hashem. So you are wrong. Hashem is always righteous. This is that point. Every time we need to come to that point. To conquer ourselves, to serve Hashem. Hashem, His seal, His truth. Chotamo Emet. What's the truth in this situation? What is the truth? What Hashem wants from me? To be said, it's not an option. It's not an option. This is a sin. Rabbeinu said, Atzvut hi avera gdola. It's a huge sin to be in sadness. If you're sad, you are wrong. You're lying to yourself somehow. Maybe you haven't figured it all out yet. You don't know where you failed, where the lie started. You're denying something. Something is hidden. You don't recognize. But if you're sad, you are in the lie zone. You're not in the truth. You're lying to yourself. Because you're not connected to Hashem. Like I told you, that this Shabbos, I was very happy. And I was happy, and I cannot even explain to you exactly why and what. I just can tell you that I knew that Hashem was with me. Like that I told you in Yosef HaTzadik that Rav Shalom said, why I was happy? Because Hashem is here. That was why that I was happy. Because I knew that Hashem is taking care of everything. It's an aspect of thanks and praises. But I wasn't thanking and praising. I wasn't holding that half an hour to thank Hashem. I wasn't thanking Hashem at all. Just I knew that He's here. That He is taking care of everything. And I remembered that Hashem never left me. Never. Never. He was always, always, always with me. Always. Always. And He will always be with me forever. And with everyone that's going to force himself to dedicate himself to Hashem, Hashem will never gonna disappoint you. Never. On all other people, on all other persons, you can trust and you're gonna be disappointed. From one, you're gonna be disappointed in 100%, from one, you're gonna disappoint in 1%. Only in Hashem, if you're gonna trust on Him, you will never gonna be disappointed. And if you haven't been answered, it means that you were not counting on Him. The truth of confidence is that if you haven't been answered, it was because that you were not counting on Hashem. You had a lack of confidence. If you went and prayed on something and haven't been answered, it's because you didn't believe in Hashem. As much as you count on Hashem and believe in Hashem, this is how you're going to be answered. If you haven't been answered yet, it's only because that you're not counting on Hashem with a complete heart. In the moment that you're going to have a complete faith, means confidence, you're going to be answered. On the spot, on the moment, whatever you're going to need. On the spot, you're going to see miracles that you can never imagine. Things that are beyond all logic. Because you're canceling all of your logic, all of your wisdom, and you're throwing everything on Hashem, and you trust Hashem, and the one that trusts Hashem, kindness is surrounding him, and you're going to see kindness. And you're going to see the kindness of Hashem. It's not regular kindness. It's kindness that doesn't have no borders. No borders. One of the friends here from the yeshiva told me that he met his aunt. And she spoke with him. And she told him that she's speaking with Hashem, praying on her daughters for a long time. That she's going to be more righteous, going to be more modest. And she's crying to Hashem for a long time. And she's saying a lot of Tehillim. And she doesn't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not answering to her prayers. So our friend, Baruch Hashem, had Siyata Dishmaya. And he answered well. He told her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees now that your daughters are alright. They're okay for now. And he take your prayers to help another woman that she's got problem with wearing long sleeves and cover her hair. And he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take your prayers and gave her power. And now, because of your prayers, she is modest and she covered her hair. And there is another guy that he had difficulties in his life. And Mama, she wanted to kill himself. And Hashem took your prayers because he saw that your daughters are okay for now. And he saved that person's life because of your prayers. And another prayer that you prayed, and another tehillim that you said, that went there and there and there. And in the future to come, you're going to see. You're going to see in the world to come what HaKadosh Baruch Hu done with your prayers. And don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of your daughters. Don't worry. This is truth. This is truth. That there is nothing wrong in this world at all. Except of the lack of faith. And if you know, Rav Shalom said, that your sadness is also from Hashem, that your lack of faith is also from Hashem, also that's not going to damage you. If you're sad and depressed and broken, you're totally broken, you cannot move a finger in Avodat Hashem, and you know that it's Hashem doing it to you, and bringing up memories from your childhood, and the divorce of your parents, and the death of your I don't know who, and on and on, and you're drowning, and you know that Hashem is drowning you now, pushing you down, it's not damaging you. That sadness is not damaging you at all. This is part of your growth. This is part of how you develop. How you climb out from your sadness. You cannot climb out from a situation without recognizing it, without seeing it. You have to confront yourself. You have to stand in front of yourself and admit. And to be modeh ve'ozev. To admit, to say, this is who that I am. If they're not going to remind you who you are, where you're holding, where you came from, how are you going to go out from that? How are you going to drop that? How are you going to confess on that? How are you going to apologize to Hashem on what that you've done? How? If you're not going to know who you are, if you're always going to live in the imagination of denying and lying and telling stories and plastering everything in your life, how are you going to reach Hashem that He is the truth? If you're always going to be a liar. Dover shkarim lo ikon lenegen enai. A liar cannot stand in front of Hashem. If you're lying in the Itbodedut, Hashem is not there. Hashem can hide himself in your Itbodedut. That you stand and you lie for an hour and a half, and Hashem is not there. Hashem cannot stand there when you are lying. Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I want only you. Hashem, I don't care about this world at all. Hashem, help me. I want to do complete tshuva. I want to be righteous. You're lying. You are a liar, a pathetic liar. Not even close to the truth. It's a lie. If you're telling to Hashem Yitbarach and to yourself that you believe that from inside you have a light that wants to connect yourself to Hashem. And I feel Hashem that from inside something is burning. And I want you. Something inside is calling you Hashem. That is truth. But to claim that you own it, that this is you, that this is your level in Avodat Hashem, it's a lie. If you're going to smell 1 minute the smoke of a barbecue 500 meters from you, you lost your Itbodedut. Sudat mitzvah. Immediately, Sudat mitzvah, you have all of the excuse. No, Rav said you can divide your hour, it's not a problem. And it's Kiruv Rechokim, of course, it's a Kiruv. I'm going to talk to them. Oh, I was just doing Itbodedut here. I'm going to get them closer to the fields, to the Itbodedut.
Rav Avshalom said that you're allowed to bring also goyim. Do you need to talk to goyim also? The truth is a witness to itself. If you hold the truth, you hold Hashem, you're happy. Kadosh Baruch Hu shasimcha bimono. Where Hashem is at, the happiness is at also. If you're happy, you're with Hashem. If you're sad, you have a problem. You're far from Hashem. Sadness, atzvut, it's not working. It's not it. Atzvut, sadness, it's contamination. It's tuma. So, alright, you've been contaminated. Wonderful, no problem. Talk on that in a positive way until you're going to climb out from that hell. Until you're going to be able to reach the happiness, the joy, back. How are you going to do that? Rabbeinu said, look for good points. And good points is not to say, I put tefillin today, I learned Torah today. Because you can, like we said yesterday, you can have a list of things that you've done and you're not happy with them. So what is it helping me? I put tefillin today, I prayed shachri today, I learned 4 hours, Gemara, Nikutei Moharan, Nikutei Halachot, Shulchan Aruch, Nikutei Tefillot, and I'm not happy. I have wife and children and a house and nothing is making me happy. So, to look on what that you have, good points so-called, it's not making you happy. So, what's going to make you happy? If you're going to understand that it's all coming from the loving kindness of Hashem. You need to investigate also when you look on your good points to connect them to the Creator. To connect them to Hashem's kindness. Not just to say, I learned Gemara today. Alright, but I don't care about that Gemara, so what is it helping me that I learned Gemara? If I don't care, if I don't appreciate, if I don't understand what have I done, how I'm going to be happy from what that I've done? So, it means that I need to talk some more about my Limud Gemara. I see, I want to thank you Hashem on my Limud Gemara, but it's not bringing no joy into my life, Ribono Shel Olam. So, please, Ribono Shel Olam, can you please help me to appreciate the limud, to understand what am I doing when I'm learning? What's going on? Please, let me understand. Let me go to the depths of what that I'm doing, to the inner part of it, to the pnimiyut of limud Torah. Let me understand that you are teaching me Torah, that today I sat with you in the Beit Midrash. Ata chonen la'adam da'at. You're giving the wisdom. If I received certain wisdom today, means that you gave it to me. If you gave it to me, means that you were with me. So thank you Hashem that I spent time with you. Thank you that you let me in into your house. Beit Midrash, it's your house. And then you're getting closer and closer. By investigating and checking and observing and looking and not letting yourself lie to yourself all of the time. Oh, thank you Hashem on the limud. Thank you Hashem on Shachrit. You have a list of thanks and praises. You haven't thanked Hashem at all. You never met Him. You haven't met Him in your Itbodedut. Because you didn't see what that He gave you, that He was there. When you pray Mincha, when you pray Shachrit, when you stand in Shmona Esrei, when you do Itbodedut, even more so, and more so, and more so. Because prayer in Itbodedut, it's mitzvah mideoraita. And prayer Shmona Esrei, it's mitzvah miderabanan. It's a lot lower. A lot lower. You cannot understand what is happening in heaven, in this world, when you're doing it, Itbodedut, when you're opening your mouth and talking to Hashem. Rabbeinu said there is nothing higher than that. Nothing. Itbodedut hi ma'ala gdola ve'elyona min ha'kol, from everything else. And Rav Shalom said it's not on 6 hours, on 1 hour. Even if you have 1 free minute in your life, to do it bodedut, it's the highest thing of them all. To do in that minute that you have. You have 1 minute free. This is what that you have. 1 minute. In that minute, do it bodedut. It's higher than every other thing that exists in the creation of Hashem. Nothing else is higher than that. What it means? Huge tons of light, of angels, of beauty, of kindness, of shefa, of bounty, of satisfaction, of pleasure, of development, of wisdom, of everything that you can imagine and not imagine. Ein lo ata Elokim zulatecha. Your eyes cannot see it, cannot cover for what you achieve when you open your mouth. Ptach picha, open your mouth. V'yairu dvarecha hameirim, and your illuminating words gonna illuminate. Your words are illuminating the world.
When you're praising, when you're talking, when you're confessing, when you're talking to Hashem, you are creating angels that are going and conquer the world for Rabbeinu, for Hashem. Going and bringing people to do tshuva. When you talk, when you reveal your inner will, when you express yourself, your real being, that you want to be close to Hashem. When you let your soul reveal itself, your soul reveal itself, and it's huge. Your soul is Hashem Himself. Your soul is part of Hashem, and Hashem is endless. When you reveal your soul, you reveal, you bring back Hashem into the world. You're crowning Hashem when you crown Hashem on yourself. You crown Hashem in the world. You bring Hashem to be. You bring Hashem to be, to people going to be aware to Hashem. People after it going to cross that field. You don't know what's going to happen to them in their lives. You don't know. People are doing tshuva because that you made it, but they do it in that place. You sat in a certain seat in the train, in the light train, and you made a little bit, but they do it. The second person that's going to sit after you, you don't know, you changed his life. You don't know that. I know you don't know. But you should believe the righteous people to what they say to you. And you are changing, you're creating new sky, new heaven, new earth. Shamayim chadashim ve'eretz chadasha. The Gemara is teaching us that on Shabbos, on Kiddush. That when you are saying Kiddush, and you are mentioning the fact that Hashem created the world in 7 days, in 6 days, and in the seventh day He rests, by that you help Hashem to finish the creation. You are part, you are a partner of the Creator. Every time, from that you learn, every time that you're saying that Hashem done that, you become to be with Hashem in that place. You are creating that reality. You're bringing Hashem into awareness and the love into the hearts, into the love, into the hearts of people. Because of your hitbodeduyot, even if you cannot see it, you cannot see it. If you're going to see it, you're going to be so satisfied, so happy, that you're going to stop working. You're going to stop your progress. You know, you're just going to lie back. You're just going to say, thank you. This is it, Hashem. Ad shivlu siftotenu milomar dai. I cannot say more, thank you. This is it, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're going to stop. Hashem don't want you to stop. Hashem wants you to fight until the last Jew going to do tshuva. Until the last man on this earth is going to admit that Hashem, He is Hashem Elokei Israel Melech. He is the King of Am Israel, He is the King of the world. He is in charge of everything. Until that moment is going to happen, you, me, us, we're not allowed to rest. We're not allowed to rest. You cannot rest. How can you rest? If you rest, you're not with Hashem. Hashem is not resting. Lo yanum velo yishan shomer Israel. Hashem is not asleep, not in the day, not in the night, all of the time thinking another way how to wake that person, how to wake that person, how to put in that person humility, how to bring that person to peace, to humility, to prayers, to limud Torah, to keep Shabbos, to guard his eyes. All of the time Hashem is working. You want to be with Hashem? Kadima. Kadima. There is no other excuse. You cannot give no excuse. Because it depends on your decisions. In your will. If you're going to decide to do it, you're going to do it. If you're going to decide to back off, to say, no, no, it's too big, too hard, I can give 2 hours a day. So you're going to give 2 hours a day, hopefully. But if you're going to decide, who becomes to be a righteous? The Baal HaSulam is writing, what's the difference between a righteous man and a good Jew, a normal person? A little bit more. This is the answer. A little bit more. A tzaddik is doing a little bit more. A little bit more. He's praying a little bit more in intentions. He's giving charity a little bit more. In everything he's doing a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. One of the Hasidim of Breslev, on his deathbed, he said, I don't need to be worried at all because I gave Chomesh. I gave 20% Masrot for my paycheck. I don't need to be worried at all from Judgment Day. With my Chomesh, this is it. He gave something more. If you give more from yourself, from what belongs to you, from your hours, from your Hitbodeduyot, from your Limud HaTorah, you don't need to be worried. Because Hashem is here. And Hashem is loyal. And Hashem is going to back you up on everything. On everything. Last week, I told you, I had so many people surround me that didn't have money for the tickets, and me myself, I had the problem. And I came to people and I gave them, from what that I didn't have, tons of money. I have a problem. I'm not thinking right. I'm sorry. This is the truth. I'm not logic. I'm not thinking from what that I have. I'm thinking from what that I believe that Hashem is going to do. It's a problem. I am aware to it. Baruch Hashem, my wife is not aware to it. She is, sort of, but not to all of it. She does not. And I saw miracles. And the main miracle that I saw is that the guys that I was working with them to find a way to fly, and again I'm saying, it's depending on your will. Someone called me from United States and told me that he wants to go. I told him, I'm going to cover for your ticket. Don't worry. Try to arrange it by yourself. If you're not going to make it, I'm going to be there for you. And I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep my word. I know for sure that Hashem is going to answer him before I'm going to need to. It's obvious. I came to Arav and I told him, Arav, how can it be that we are going and convincing people to believe in you, Hashem, and to pray to you, Hashem, and that if they're going to pray, they're going to be answered, and then Hashem is not answering? So Hashem, you have to answer. He told me, this is the right prayer. You need to tell Hashem, Yitbarach Hashem, how can you not answer? How can it be that you're not answering, Hashem? I'm going for you. I'm telling people that if they're going to pray, they're going to be answered. How can it be that you're not answering, Hashem? You have to answer, Hashem. Answer my students, answer my friends, answer Am Israel. You have to say that to Hashem. This is a very worthy, praiseworthy prayer. This is an important prayer. To go to Hashem and to convince Him to shomea tefilat, sheishmat tefilat shel Am Israel, that He's going to hear the prayer of Am Israel. It's an important prayer. To go to tell Hashem, listen to the prayers of Am Israel. Accept their prayers. Don't look at nothing. Answer to them. Answer. Answer to Am Israel. Then you can see Hashem is doing what that you are asking Him to do. You see that Hashem is answering your prayers. We need to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to. If we're not going to believe in ourselves, no one's going to believe in us. No one. We have to fight on that. To hold happiness, to hold joy, to hold the faith, everything is good. I'm not married, it's the best. I don't have money, it's the best. I don't know how to pay my rent, it's amazing, it's the best. You have to hold that. It's hard for you, I know. So hold it hard, hold it strong. Hold Hashem, you're going to be answered. What do you care if you're going to be answered in the last moment or 5 minutes before? What do you care? You care because you're selfish. Because you don't want to work. You don't want to confront. You don't want to admit that you sinned, that you made Hashem angry, that you rejected the bounty from yourself, that you defected your eyes, that you gave your heart to all lust and desires and all of the things outside. You gave your heart to that. So you have a problem. So admit. Just admit. Be a man of truth. Say, Hashem, I'm zero. Hashem, I'm nothing. Hashem, I'm worthless. I'm zero. I'm nothing. I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'm lazy. I'm a liar. Everything you want to say. This is the truth, Hashem. But I depend on you. I don't have nothing. Help me. You're going to help me. Hashem, you're going to help me. Hashem, you're going to help me. Because my children depends in me, my wife depends in me, and my students depends in me, and you're going to help me. My friends depends in me, and if I'm going to crash, my parents are going to see that, and my friends are going to see that. It's going to be a horrible disgrace to Hashem. Chilul Hashem going to be. I'm not allowed to fall Hashem. You have to argue with Hashem to find answers to Hashem, and to bring Hashem over to your house, and to show Hashem your house. And to explain Him, Hashem, I need to fix my house. Hashem, I need to buy a bigger house. Hashem, I need this. Hashem, I need that. You have to bring Hashem over. It's in your powers. This is what the Maharosh said. I couldn't understand how the righteous people are climbing to heaven and going back down to this world. How can it be? And he said, when I got close to Breslev, I realized, when you do it by the door, you're not climbing to heaven. You're bringing heaven here. You're bringing Hashem into your house, into your life. Hashem Yitbarach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Heref mimeni vashmidem. Leave me alone for one moment and I'm going to kill them all. Moshe Rabbeinu realized, Hashem told me that if I'm going to leave him alone, he's going to kill them. Means if I'm not going to leave him alone, he's not able to do nothing. Hashem is the Melech Asur Beratim. Hashem is handcuffed. Hashem cannot move. Hashem is in our hands. Hashem is in our hearts. Hashem is in our mouths. Hashem is in our brain. We are leading Hashem. Tzadik Moshe Lirat Elokim. Who is controlling me? A righteous man. Who is the righteous man? You. You. Me. Everyone. You can be righteous. Someone is stopping you from being righteous? Your imaginations. That you like burgers and Pepsi. Your imaginations. You can live without Pepsi. Or not without Pepsi. Just not Pepsi. Don't talk about Pepsi. Everything but Pepsi. If we're going to decide, we're going to make it. If you're going to dedicate your life to the truth, to be solid in your truth, to go with it, to follow, to obey, to listen to the rabbis, that you trust them, that it's been clarified to you that they are real righteous people. You see results. The results, you're going to see them in yourself. You look at your flesh and you see the results. You see how much you've been changed. Look at yourself. Everyone chasing after himself. No, I'm not learning. I'm not doing this. I rebuked my wife. I'm arguing. I looked at women. I have desire for money, desire for food. This is desires. This is how look at a group of people that have lust and desires. Look at you. You're all righteous. You are all righteous. All of you waking up in the morning, running to the mikveh, going to the shul, coming to yeshiva, learning Torah, doing it for the dude, thinking about hafatza, praying, doing tshuva, shachrit, mincha, ma'ariv, kiyat shema on the bed, trying to respect your wives, praying on your weaknesses. This is people that are chasing after lust and desires? Oh, this is a group of righteous people. Who are we? We're righteous. Just we're not aware to that. Yetzirah is sneaking all of his whisperings and bringing fog into our lives that we will not going to see. The truth that we are close to Hashem. And that we love Hashem. And that we care. And that we want. And that we're growing. You are the same person that you've been 10 years ago. No connection. No one can recognize you in the street. No one can see who that you are in the street looking at you. They don't recognize. Oh, it's him. Really? It's him. No one can see. You think it's physically? Spiritually, you think that they can see? Also spiritually, you're different. Your soul been renewed again and again and again. Every mitzvah is purifying you. Every mitzvah. Hashem makes you holier and holier and holier. In every mitzvah that you keep, kideshanu b'mitzvotav, makes us holy with the obligations, with the mitzvot. How many mitzvot a day? An important mitzvot. Mitzvat ha-tfilah, mitzvat ha-tshuva, it's the highest mitzvah of them all. Rashi is saying tfilah is above everything. Rashi is saying that. And Rabbeinu is confirming that and closing the deal. And you're doing hours of hours on hours of prayers in your life. Thousands of hours you made until today. Thousands of hours. And not talking on prayers on Av Yisrael and on your friends and things that are gigantic, things are huge. And you're growing and you're developing and you want more and you pray and you do tshuva and you confess and you feel bad and you go again to the field and you dip in the mikveh and you wish and you yearn to Hashem and you want and you're an angel. You're not afraid to talk Lashon Hara on yourself. What's going on? Thank you very much.